Oh, yeah, 7:02 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. All right, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard Tree and No Good Woman. Bought his girlfriend a Cadillac and 5 Mustangs. Yeah, working at Burger King or something. There you go. Anyway, No Good Woman. I got the compilation. He says it. Essential Pebbles compilation, a collection, volume 1. It was originally released on the Barvis label in 1967. Before that, the Savoys. And a rather raunchy sounding track. They got off the compilation, Quagmire, volume 1. I think they pulled it out of the Quagmire and didn't bother washing it. Now She's Left Me was the name of the track, originally released on the Summit label in 1967. Before that, the Young Savages did The Invaders Are Coming, originally released in Dynamic Sounds in 1967. I got off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 10, Wisconsin. Before that, you heard The Jesters and I'm Not Mad. They're from the Land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota, and the original was released on the Soma label in 1965. And I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 2. And we kicked off the set with The Human Situation, and I Got Away. No idea what the discographical information or original release date or anything like that was. But I got off the compilation 60s Rebellion, The Barn. Came out way back in the early 90s. Okay. Hey, if you want to make a bumper or an ID for the Desperate Hours, all I gotta do is mention my name, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all its possible combinations, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. I got one last week. I said, oh, send it on the IM. I figured, oh, I think I can lift it that way, and I can't. It's killing me. But anyway, I welcome them. And if it's not FCC safe, it ain't gonna get paid. Played. So just bear that in mind. Anyway, I got nothing more to say. All I know is we got the this week's song that everybody knows coming up, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Cute little girl, you know she's Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Next to you, babe. I can fly like a bird in This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Did you hear the one about the...
Well, listeners expect mistakes, and old Alex ain't gonna disappoint them.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:21 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah, let me tell you what, I played this first song of the second hour. Just heard the Gus Brendel Group. They were from Germany. A track that was appeared on a split LP with some band called the Crazy Horses. Came out on the Fast label in 1962 in Germany. And Take a Shake. I got off the compilation Nymphomania Volume 2. Before that, Bob Bunny, a track originally released on the Arrow label in 1957. But I got off the compilation, the CD version of Las Vegas Grind Part 1 and The Joker. For that, Delirium did Never Coming Home. Originally released on the Vibra label, no idea when it came out. I got off the compilation Grains of Time. And actually a bunch of tracks won't play on it because it's scratched. It's kind of old too. So I went to look at it. Maybe I can buy it off one of those mail order outfits. And it was like five times what I paid for it. I'm thinking it's not that good of a comp. My God. But anyway, before that, Burying the Remains, who will be playing at the Once Ballroom on May 13th. That's on Highland Avenue in Somerville. Burying the Remains with the Liars, Cal Cali Band, and Muck and the Myers. You heard something from them by request. And that was Me Right Now. For that, you heard the Temptations. And this week's song that everybody knew, or everybody knows, and the slip mat, I think, was Sticky. I played it off the album Puzzle People. Came out in 1969 on Motown. And then before that, we kicked off the set with a band called the Malibus. I don't think they were the Rhode Island Malibus. I think they were Malibus from somewhere out in the ether somewhere. Originally released on the PJ label in 1966. A track called I Gotta Go. Surprisingly, I don't have to. But anyway, I Gotta Go. I got off the compilation. It was off the disc 2 off the Central Pebbles Volume 1. CD set. Let's get right back into it. Coming up in about 40 minutes. No, wait a minute. About 35 minutes will be the lounge. Stick around. These are the Desperate Hours.
See me. don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Shake it off!
The name of the horse was a Ding Dong. And while I was riding, I was singing a song. I said, shake it up, a Ding Dong. Shake it up, a Ding Dong. Shake it up, a Ding Dong. Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. We rode, we rode the whole night through. The horse was tired and I was too. I had a date with my girl at 8. Come on, Ding Dong, we can't be late.
Baby now.
We're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. You heard the Five Canadians. I think they were like from the Fort Worth area. Not really sure. Five Canadians did Writing on the Wall. It's been kind of compiled a few times. I got off the CD version of Pebbles Volume 5, originally released on the Domar label in 1966. Before that, Max Merritt and the Meteors from 1964 did their version of Giddy Up a Ding Dong. I got off the compilation Too Much Monkey Business Volume 3. It was released originally on the Viking label in New Zealand. And before that, from the Pacific Northwest, Rocky and the Riddlers did Flash and Crash. This, too, has been compiled a few times. I got off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 1, Flash and Crash, originally released on the Panorama label in 1966. Well, that, the Little Bits did Girl Give Me Love. From the compilation, Yeah, 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 came out on the Cheap Cheap label around the turn of the century, originally released in 1967 on the Tiger Eye label. Now we kicked it off with a band called The Hobbit. Yes, way back in 1966, they released a tune on the Tube label, which made its way onto the compilation 30 years later, Legend City. And the track was called Top of the Morning. Anyway, coming up in about 19 minutes will be The Lounge. And a wonderful set. I really don't know what I'm going to play. Just bring a pile of records and CDs. I'd like to say I had something that neat planned, but I don't. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Pretty baby. true. Come on, come on, yeah.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia, it's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org. We'll be right back.
7:58 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'm the one that takes you through this steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard the Incredible Kings, a track that was previously unreleased, recorded in 1964 for Connie Barton. And I got off the compilation Shout. Came out in 2001 on Norton. For that, Dr. Frankenstein. I think they're from Portugal or Spain. I forget. But a CD that came out on Double Crown in 2005. A track called V8 Death Race. I got off the album Crime Scenes and Murder Songs. Before that, the Cavaliers did Checkmate. Originally released in 1966 on the Crisis label. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknown 3 and 4. Came out last year on Crypt. And they just released 5 and 6 on CD. And I will be getting it soon because I already ordered it. Anyway, before that, Oscar and the Majestics from 1967.